Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that our new friend Brad Hams is here, folks. Brad is, as I say, has never been with us before, but he is now and about to become a member of our Brain Trust. He's got a long history as an executive of Fortune 100 companies, including as president of Mrs. Fields Cookies. When he was in the Mexico division, he has his own company now called Ownership Thinking. His book is called Ownership Thinking, and that's what he's here to talk to us about. Brad Hams, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here. The one of the things I started talking about in the previous century, Brad, when I started talking about entrepreneurship, was the concept of an entrepreneurial organization, which can't exist unless there are also entrepreneurial employees. And I defined an entrepreneurial employee as, you know, an entrepreneur is somebody who takes risks with their capital.
Mm-hmm.
With their capital.
Mm-hmm.
An entrepreneurial employee wants to take risks too. They only want to do it with your capital.
Right.
And since that time, I feel that the better term for it is something that you talk about, which is not so much. I still like the ownership, the entrepreneurial employee idea, but teaching employees to be owners of their assignments, I think that's a big deal, and that's what we've got to get to, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So talk to us about your thinking of this idea of ownership thinking.
Sure. Well, the subtitle of my book is How to End Entitlement and Create a Culture of Accountability, Purpose, and Profit. And so that's what we want to achieve with ownership thinking. Ownership thinking really is a way of doing business. And it's a methodology that I developed over my whole career, I suppose. I have a education in organization development and human resources, but most of my career was in finance. And if you kind of squish those together, that's in part what ownership thinking is about. So in other words, it's getting employees to go beyond just the tasks that they perform and really get them actively involved in the financial performance of the company and engage.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the word entitlement in the title of my book, and this really is sort of the underlying theme of the work that I do. This entitlement mentality has become very, very pervasive in our culture over the last several generations, or the last few generations.
Explain what you mean when you say, I know what I think entitlement means. When I think of entitlement, it's part of the way it manifests is when I walk into a store and the person who should be waiting on me acts like I've interrupted their day.
Yeah, no, exactly right.
That's an entitlement, meaning, look, I'm just supposed to stand here and take a paycheck. What do you want? You actually want me to help you do something?
Right. Yeah, I've always defined entitlement as, you know, someone with the mentality of entitlement believes they should get things because they exist.
Right.
And so what has happened is that we've, you know, the balance between what we contribute and what we believe we should receive has gone out of whack. And I think this is in part, this may sound a little odd, but I think it's in part due to the self-esteem movement, which has created this environment. Mm-hmm. Where as parents, we've grown up thinking as parents now that it's not okay for our kids to fail, that they always have to feel good.
Right.
And so...
But this entitlement attitude, even though we think of the Gen Ys as the entitlement generation, You said it a minute ago, it really goes back farther than that in the marketplace, doesn't it?
No, it absolutely does. And we're seeing the impact of it around the world right now, frankly. It's devastating to our economy. It's damaging to, I know, small business owners. It's damaging to businesses and their levels of productivity. But you know what the real irony is, and what we're trying to get to with the book and how to alleviate that in the business environment, is it's also very damaging to individuals and their feelings of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, as people become more and more dependent, their lives really become more purposeless. It kind of crushes the people's potential.
Right.
And so although they're drawn to it because it's easy, and you were just talking about, you know, what the government does to sort of create entitlement too, people are drawn to, but they're really not happy there. And so the methodology that we've created with Owners for Thinking requires organization members to participate. And so it kind of shakes them out of this entitlement, this dependent mentality. And ultimately, they're a lot happier when they're actively involved in the organization, and they can really see their contributions, and then they benefit from that as well.
Well, that's the human reason for a small business owner to do this. But from an organizational standpoint, most small business, you know, we're small because we don't have a lot of people. I mean, that's one of the definitions of a small business. One of the ways we define a small business is we don't have a lot of people. We might have one employee, we might have 49 employees, but we don't have a lot of folks. And what that means is that everybody has to really pull their weight. Everybody has to be engaged. And when somebody doesn't, it takes a big hit out of a company, out of a small business. And that's the reason why your ownership thinking idea, the concept of ownership thinking, of taking ownership of an assignment, of being responsible for it, and for whatever, as they taught us in the military, Brad, as officers, they taught me, I'm responsible for whatever my unit does or fails to do. And that's the ownership,
yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the book is really a how-to book. It's not a theory book. I mean, I talk about this entitlement situation, but we get into the tools of ownership thinking very quickly. And it's very practical stuff. There's really only three elements to implementing this in a company. The first is simply to educate your employees about the business and how it works, how it makes money, and how people fit into that and how they contribute. So that's business acumen training, in other words, for employees. Mm-hmm. We give a variety of ways to do that in the book. The second thing is to go beyond just measuring our performance with financial statements, which are historical documents, and most people really don't understand how they work. So this is then about identifying the most important activity-based metrics and building scoreboards around those and keeping score in a very visible, high accountable fashion. And by doing these first two things, the organization will improve its financial performance. And literally guaranteed, there's 8% of potential profit falling through the cracks in your average company.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've driven the financial performance of the company, and we can create broad-based incentive plans, which are now self-funding. And that really is the most important thing to remember about incentive plans for small business owners, is that they have to pay for themselves. And I believe it's the obligation of the employees, obviously, to find the money to pay for.
And they need to be explained. It needs to be explained to them, as it was explained to me many years ago, that you're only worth so much to your company. The right education, the right measures, and the right incentives. We're going to talk about all three of those specifically with our new friend Brad Hams. His book is called Ownership Thinking. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.